Comparable Joshua Jesty.
Vocab.
Could have handled that better. I'm trying.
You're learning from me.
I'm trying to show off my Jesty side.
Your Jesty side.
With his word choices. I mean, asparagus. I mean, how you doing, Josh?
Hey, I'm sitting in a local toilet, and I just saw a thing that's for a good time call this number. So,
well, at least we've got people spreading the word and the number around,
and something else apparently.
Well, if this is a good time or not, a three-way call, this is already getting a little crazy for me.
Oh boy, what a start we have!
And we're out the gate.
So you just released your new disc. Tell us a little bit about it.
I just put a record called "I Love You?" and I guess it's an EP because it's only 7 songs. But I tracked a lot of it. I don't know. I tracked a lot of it around the same time as the last EP. But I'm in this EP mood, so you know, I kind of polished it and refined it and decided to put it out just last week. So
So it's called I Love You Question Mark. Are you trying to send a message to somebody?
No, they actually, the story goes, most of the songs, I guess it's like half truth and half lie about when I wrote the song, because I guess I was writing some of them up through like February or so, but the deal was I was just meeting all these people, because I was in a crazy dating land, and you know, I'd meet something, and then we'd look at each other and be like, are you anything I should be dealing with? That's where a lot of those songs came from.
Is that your pickup line? Are you
anything I should be dealing with?
You just walk around to random women in the CVS and be like, are you anything I should deal with? All right. I need to take notes from you. That's good stuff.
I mean, it cuts right to the chase. It's even more, it's more efficient than Tinder, right?
Swipe right.
Are you anything I should deal with at all? Because trust me, like, there's plenty of things I don't need to deal with right now. And so, you know, and then there were back and forth scenarios where I was like, I might like you. And they were like, well, I don't. And then, you know, vice versa, you know.
This sounds a lot like the last music video you put out.
Yeah. Maybe I just wrote a whole EP about the music video, huh?
There you go.
So are there any tracks on the disc that you actually don't swear in?
Well, you know, I'm hot enough, so...
I said, you handle yourself so well in studio with us that when we get the disc, it's just such a surprise.
Well, it's funny that I can't think of. I mean, could have handled that better. Has a thing in it.
Yeah.
My band, These Bonding Lovers, we do a lot of swearing, but I can't think of. I mean, I guess you're just catching me at maybe a weird point in my life, because I spent all this time. It's you know, vulgarity. Strong way to express a weak mind. I was trying to be all scholarly, and now maybe I'm realizing at this point in my life that I just have a weak mind, so it's time to express that.
So your next disc, you're gonna make the songs and then edit them, and then edit them in special ways, right?
Yes.
And then send them to WJCU.
Yes. Because you're the only station that wants to censor me.
Well, we do our best, and like you said, you did have your Joshua Jesty CD release show this past Friday. Pretty good attendance, huh?
Oh yeah, no, I mean, not to brag, but you know, you were all there, listening audience, all of you, I'm sure. No, we had a really good turnout. It was very like overwhelmed and pleasantly surprised. Every time, I don't know, Jason, if you're like this, but every time I put together, well, it's just everything. Like, every time I put together a record, I, like, as much as I want to just be like, oh, I'm an artist and this is my thing, I secretly want people to like it and not hate it, you know? And when I put together a show, I want a lot of people to be there. And, you know, there are those nights when, like, three people walk in from the snowstorm and you're, you know, you want ram your head through a wall, and then, you know, there were nights like last Friday where like a bunch of friends and family and people that I, you know, have known for years and people that I don't know at all were there and supporting and jumping around. And,
well, it seems like your live shows are growing as far as the attendance. Do you think it's your overall your music capabilities, or is it just this wonderful charm that you have?
Oh, it's clearly the fact that I started swearing.
So that intrigues people enough to get in their car, pay the money, and then see Joshua Jesty play.
Exactly. Like, is that white boy going to cuss on the mic?
And the answer is absolutely.
Well, it's apt with something in between.
Right. Dramatic pause there. So what do you have coming up? You've got a show coming up in June, correct?
Yes. Yeah, the universe has... we're playing at the Happy Dog, which I've been in Happy Dog jail for like 2 years now, and I don't know why, but like I went out with the Happy Dog years ago, and they were like, hey, this is great, why don't you come back? And I was like, neato. And that was before I had a band. And then I put a band together, and I was like, hey, Happy Dog, can I come play? And they were like, oh, absolutely not.
So what you're really trying to say is that your charm got in the way that night, most likely.
I guess so. my charm. Maybe it was the fact that I kept suggesting ridiculous hot dog things or something, you know. Like, guys, come on. When are you going to have, like, you know,
yogurt?
Molten lava. A random distortion pedal from one of the bands on Hot Dog. I'm sure they have distortion pedals left there all day.
That doesn't sound good.
Guitar picks for extra crunch.
Oh, jeez.
Maybe it's because I was the one who spread the rumors that their buns weren't vegan.
You are the guy who said the Happy Dog hot dog buns were not vegan. Oh my gosh, that caused a stir for a straight 24 hours, I swear.
That was a Facebook event, I'll tell you.
Man, well, look at your publicity. You're getting way better here.
I said, and speaking of Facebook, where can people go to find out more about the ramblings of Joshua Jesty?
Well, you don't go to Facebook for that. I mean, you could, but you go to the joshuaweb.net, and then there's the Twitter, and there's the Facebook, and there's Bandcamp. It's a beautiful little simple website that links you out to everything else that I do on the YouTubes, on the Facebooks, on everything.
And once again, that was
thejoshuaweb.net.
Well, Josh, thank you very much for calling in. Why don't we play a track off of the disc? This is the one that we're pretty sure it's clean.
It's pretty clean.
Do you want to just sing us the song as we play it on the air?
Well, you guys got me all paranoid now.
Well, Josh,
now I'm thinking I'm just a total potty mess.
Well. Have you been to one of your shows?
You know, I've been to space, but I've never been to me, right?
All right, Josh, thank you very much for calling.
Thank you, Josh.
We've got I Loved You in December. The rest? But?
Yeah, don't forget the last minute. I Love You in December, but it's always a but.
Well, we're going to have to listen to the track to find out why.
We started the interview with a butt, and we're ending with a butt. Okay, this is great.
It's a PUT, so you don't have to censor that one, okay? And, hey, this was a pretty good time. I'm glad I just called this number randomly. I'm gonna do that more often, I think. It can only lead to good, right?
Joshua sure. Jesty here on 88.7.
Now just push you away.